Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hey, there you are again.
Hey, you. I feel like I haven't seen you for so long. God, it's like too much time goes by between the time we leave here and the time we see each other again.
How was it
Hi
last
guys.
Night?
Hey guys,
we're dying
how
to hear about last
hey,
night.
Hey, I know no one's heard this at all yet, ever.
Let's hear it.
But last night there was a little Michael Franti performance.
There was?
Yes.
What
a surprise.
About?
Isn't this crazy?
Did you know that was happening?
No. Mm. Did you? I mean, what a great surprise.
I love
for
that
everyone.
Guy.
Oh my God, he's great.
So, I mean, I didn't stay for his show.
No, nor did I.
Well, you're going to go to his show next week, which you'll have to stay for. So,
but
I did feel kind of bad. We had to, you know, we had to do this work thing last night, and it was fun. And it's, you know, it is cool to hang out with your work people. And it was all the different morning shows from and beyond.
A lot of people that I met last night have been in this market against us for years.
Right.
And I'd never met them before.
And just couldn't be nicer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? It was funny because we were actually talking about, I was talking with a few people last night about how wouldn't it be so fun if all our studios were lined up right next to each other?
Like in many other companies where you walk down, you've seen like San Diego, LA, a lot of the other
markets.
A lot
of the biggies.
You walk down and there's your competition all lined up in a row.
All lined up.
I have a
hey,
couple questions.
You see them in the breakfast nook.
You sure do.
Good morning.
Hey,
super.
Hello there.
Have a good show.
Yeah.
So was this like a sit-down dinner?
No.
It was not.
Assigned seats?
No.
No, it was a scream your head off, scream louder than the person next to you.
Oh my God.
I feel my voice leaving me as we speak.
It was at this like private club.
It's a large cup of coffee.
Like the Battery?
It was at the Battery.
Okay.
It was like the Battery because it was.
Yeah.
Like at the Battery.
It was in
like
the penthouse?
Yeah. Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Holds 150 people.
I didn't realize that place had, I mean, this is a real penthouse. Like, I mean, it's only
I've
a four-story building.
I've never been to that
it's
floor
nice.
Before.
I'd never been in the place.
Oh, the Battery.
Yeah,
oh,
I've never
you
been
know
in
what
there.
Sucks is that we walked in and they basically escorted us right up to the penthouse. Like, we weren't free to wander around the building.
Yeah.
Because that place is really amazing.
Exclusive.
Very.
Member only.
I know a couple members. So I got to go one other time. And I think I told you guys this, that there was, you know, we're in this bar and like you lean against the bookcase and the bookcase swivels and there's like a secret room behind there. And
you don't lean against it. It doesn't open unless you actually.
You got to pull the right book.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
how
it's
it
a special.
What book is it, guys?
We know. Well, it's the blue one, but
it's a blue one.
Oh, all right.
Well, the blue one.
There you go.
So, yeah, Bryn and I were at that penthouse.
They're in AA too, huh?
We were.
It's a blue book.
At the penthouse after the premiere of Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, right.
Well, the penthouse is really, you know, I didn't realize that it was an actual, it's like it's a room that you can rent. Like, it has this sort of elaborate
not
bedroom
that you
in it.
Can rent.
No.
That members can
people,
rent.
Yeah.
A standing room
people
only.
Who are better than us
right.
can rent. And so it's, but it's this, you know, it has a bedroom on the one side, and then it has this.
A bedroom?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's a place that you would sleep.
I didn't notice that.
It's the penthouse suite.
It is.
So, but it has this big main room
with a bar.
A huge bar.
Yeah.
That runs the whole length of it. And then, you know, Rebecca and Berg were, our promotions department said that they spent the whole day moving the furniture out of that place because it was usually set up like an actual hotel room.
Oh.
Right. So.
Funny.
It's really very nice. The biggest bummer about the whole thing was the deck, the outdoor deck has like these built-in couches and all these gorgeous like fire pits and a big hot tub and just it's so elaborate and so beautiful and it was so rainy that no one could go out there so we all
so
stood there
super crowded like
it was crowded we were packed in there
it was and it wasn't just that it was hot like I I actually was looking outside I know they didn't have me there and put me up in a room to have me go sit outside by myself and cool off
right.
So I was like just gonna sit here and sweat.
Yep. It was a very
so we chatted everybody
and
up and yeah. did the party thing, which I, you know, I don't go to parties anymore, but I used to go to them every night. Yeah. So I'm pretty good
you
at
remembered.
It. I know how.
It was great.
It was fine.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about your hosting duties when you jumped on the mic. What
we
you
didn't
said
have to host
everybody.
Anything. We, well, it,
here we go.
It was we all here we had do. To do was introduce Michael Franti at that very end of well for us the very end of the night. I'm sure the party went on
right.
without you
without
no,
us.
No. Sarah and Vinny left. Party's over.
I know it was so funny because as I was checking in with all the other morning shows, uh-huh. they're all drinking. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't you have to get up? They're like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, oh man, I would never drink during
Youth.
The week. I know. I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but don't they play 40 minutes of music an hour?
I know. That's true.
You know, probably.
Ding, ding.
Probably.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
We play 40 minutes of right. music an hour.
Those people have like 8 to 10, 11 songs
right.
yeah.
per hour.
We have to pay attention here.
Yeah. Well, we want to. Like, I actually.
Hooman just said that, everybody.
Yeah. Can you believe that guy?
I can't.
Something with that guy.
Hooman.
As if you pay attention to
right.
No, I actually wow. heard some
Hooman
nice
never
things.
Repeats everything we say. Like 5 minutes later, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
For
busy.
The people tuning
he's
in later.
Yeah.
You don't know radio, do you?
What were your hosting duties?
We had zero host. We did not host it.
We
at
just
all.
Chatted Thanks people up.
It. And yeah,
it was
we chatted.
Really, it was actually yeah. really fun. We saw our old boss, Susan, which I mean, she's still
did
our boss.
She's our old boss.
Well, you know what I mean.
She's still our higher up in the company, but she's not our
the
boss.
The woman who never visits or calls, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
She was great.
Yeah,
and she's doing
yeah.
really well in New York.
Good.
She was funny. She told some funny stories about what's happening in New York. And
did
how,
she?
She likes it here, you know.
Yeah.
She just feels better when she lands, she says.
Oh, Susan.
And she was like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of yelling that happens in New York. And she goes, I'm not really a yeller, but she is kind of a loud talker, but she's not, yeah. she says she's not a yeller. She told us a story about how she was screaming at this guy. And
oh, no.
She was so
An
mad.
An on-air person or off-air?
Some, the PD of some
oh,
station
no.
or other that she runs there.
Susan ever yell at you guys, Sarah and Vinny?
No. I never got
never?
Yelled at by her.
You sure about that?
I am. Right. I mean, do you remember ever getting yelled at by her?
I'm not really
I
into letting...
I remember a stern talking to.
Yeah,
but...
I don't know. I'll take a stern talking to. I'm not really into letting people yell at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, I actually loved her. I thought we were well on our way to becoming real friends when she was here.
Yeah.
Right.
And then abruptly, she like, do you realize, and I said this to her last night, that it was... Almost exactly one year,
year ago
that we
yeah.
met her for the first time at Hooman's
no, I
party.
Don't, I don't realize.
No, we met her here on your birthday when we were wearing Team Sarah
oh, that's right.
t-shirts.
Oh.
That's the very first time we met Susan.
Well, when was Hooman's party? Because that was the first time that we had hung out. And
Well,
you know.
That was not the first time meeting.
Okay, well, whatever. So whenever she was, whenever. I think, in fact, it might have been later that night. Wasn't
Same
it?
Night.
Wasn't
Ooh.
That it? We met her, and then we're like, "Oh, you should come to Hooman's party,"
and she
right.
did,
and she
yeah.
did.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah,
and
was
she
like,
closed the place
yeah,
down.
Was like,
right. like Hooman was like, "I need you to help me get Susan out of here. She's drinking all the drinks."
She was double fisting when
was.
I met her.
Oh my god!
Damn, I love
she's
her.
Fun. I know she's a great girl. So I had fun talking to her a little bit.
Yeah,
it's so funny because. So who was there? There was all the kids from KCBS, the kids, all the people who work at KCBS.
I didn't see Stan, did you?
I didn't see Stan. He was apparently there.
Yeah, right.
Susan Lee Taylor was there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Stan wears orange pants. I'd have seen Stan.
Yeah, I don't.
Or
I didn't,
pink.
I
yeah.
didn't see
salmon
him.
Color, yeah.
I saw him on the sizzle reel, though. That was
yeah.
exciting.
Were you guys on the sizzle reel?
We were, briefly. Of course, they picked the thing where I'm trying to do the flossing dance.
Perfect.
Oh, it was great.
They didn't pick the Robin Hood commercial?
They did not.
All right.
I know. Actually, there was no audio from any of us. It was like there was just a song that was going over the top and then just
yeah.
shots of all the different shows. And so we were hanging out with... Should I say who?
Yeah,
Paul?
Sure. Why not?
So Chewy and mm-hmm. Victor Zaragoza were there
from Q102.
So Chewy,
the old back station.
I've met a couple times, but
yeah.
Victor, I'd never really been properly
oh.
introduced
but
to.
But Victor was spinning or playing music, right? Wasn't he playing some of the music? Was that
I,
him?
I didn't. No, I didn't see him
that was
up there.
Was that Billy?
Billy Vidal.
Okay.
Who
oh,
also
okay.
is Q102.
Right.
He's the PD.
The PD. Okay.
Yeah, and
I didn't
know,
meet Victor.
So Victor, the reason I know Victor well is because for about a year or so after Ted Anthony left KCBS, Victor was the morning traffic. So I listen to KCBS
yeah.
on my way in every day.
Oh.
And so I had heard Victor a bunch of times.
What's the one thing that we would
In
talk-
route.
Oh, in
yeah,
route.
In route. In route. CHP's in route.
Yeah, he had a crutch.
Yeah.
Were a lot of our salespeople there?
Yes, all our salespeople.
I'm sure they all had
to
be there.
Yeah, I see a couple of them checked in on Facebook, so...
So Victor and I chatted for a little. I was like, oh, I used to listen to you every single morning on my way in. He goes, and I would listen to you guys on my way home. He was actually had very nice things to say about the show. I only talked to Dibs from Joe Lowe and Dibs, although I believe Joe and Lowe were both there. Mm-hmm. But Dibs loves us. Like, he actually worked in the building. He says he went for Hooman's job.
Yeah, he even interviewed with us back in the other building in 97, mm-hmm. 98 for an internship. And then we got to talk in. I knew he wanted to do sports. Well, let's get you into sports if that's what you want.
Right. Yeah. So he's a huge fan of the show, too, and he's just so sweet.
Him.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny and nice, and he's a good guy, grew up here, and he's cool. Who was their afternoon guy, Vinny? That guy was like, I love you.
Damon Bruce.
Okay. Yeah, Damon Bruce.
We got to have lunch together. I'm like, all right.
Damon Bruce is a trip. I don't know who. I want to say it was KMB, like a different company that gave him his first shot.
Right.
When I first heard him, you could tell he was going to be good, but he wasn't good yet. Mm. And he was doing a lot of sort of crutchy stuff, leaning into the music, that the bumper music and all that, which is, it's neat to do, but that's not your show. You need to just do a show. So you can't play James Brown.
Develop a style.
And we're all, talk, dude. But he's really, really good. He's become the man.
He's the afternoon guy on The Game.
Yeah.
Right.
And Gianna.
Right. Does a show with him, Gianna Franco, who's awesome as well.
Was she there? I didn't see her. She probably
was there, though.
And then we also chatted with Elvis and DK. Did I just get everyone? Did I get everyone?
That was the first time I met Elvis, and Elvis is from San Diego, where I worked and lived for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then he's here, where we worked against him.
And then
I met him for the first time last night.
Yeah.
He couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah. He is a very, very nice
person. And handsome.
Oh, he is tall and handsome.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, he is handsome.
As you were looking up into his nostrils.
I was looking right up at him. Yeah. You're right.
He's pretty tall.
He is tall.
And then it's so funny because I actually met his co-host weeks ago in the garage downstairs.
Dina, right?
It's Dana, and she goes as DK on the air. I think it's Dana.
I met her 2 weeks ago downstairs.
Because she has the most enormous SUV you've ever seen, and her car backs up to my car. She's tiny, I know. But we had a long conversation before I even knew who she was. We were having a long conversation downstairs about how she needs to get a Prius or something. She's like, I got to get something.
Smart car.
Yeah, she was like, I want to get an electric car, but I live too far away.
She was fun. She didn't have any drinks.
Were you guys there for like...
So she had one drink.
She had one drink, right?
Were you guys there? It sounds like you guys were there for like 4 hours.
It felt like about 9 hours.
I think it was less than that.
I got a text from Sarah, and I didn't even get it in real time, but 15 minutes later I get it. She's like, oh my God, it's only 7:15.
You're out me, dude. It took a long time.
It did. No, there's just, look, we're not people who go to bars and mingle. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I leaned on the skills I learned back in the day, but that's not my thing. I don't go from click to click. But I did last night.
Yeah, oh no, you were a great mingler. I did some good mingling. I mean, I did feel very, I met a lot of clients. We have some very nice, and a lot of people in Entercom's, fold. It was fun. It actually, in the end, it turned out to be a pretty fun night.
Any awkward moments?
Sure, of course. A million awkward moments. Yeah, all the moments were awkward as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Stone cold sober and everyone else is,
that's a problem.
You didn't have any sips of anything.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I had to drive home. And it was
raining. So was it raining when you guys left?
It was misty.
The walk back wasn't too bad.
No. And then we, in driving home, I had my wipers on, but not like, they weren't going fast or anything.
So you drove, Vinny, and left your car here, or did you take a taxi? What?
No, I drove back here.
Okay.
Because, when I left here yesterday,
what'd you do with all that time you had?
I had 4 hours, and I was thinking, what I really wanted to do is go to Banana's new location and check it out.
Shame. Oh. Beautiful.
Alan is coming in on Friday. He's donating for Toys for Tots.
Oh, great.
Oh,
so I told him to come in so we could take pictures with the Christmas tree and all that.
But I started to think, typical, just like me, I will max myself out time-wise and be late because I've, here I am with 4 hours and I'll be late because I've tried to do too much. So I just parked my car at the hotel and walked around the city. So I shopped a little, I smelled the urine.
Excellent.
How was that?
It smells fresh and up on the, oh, you,
it doesn't kind of let you step on poop here.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is.
Poop and needles.
I didn't see any needles. I was able to avoid.
Oh, they got washed away by the rain, I guess.
What part of the city, Vin?
I went Market Street, Hotel Nico, where I stayed.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
It was the hot spot for like a hot minute.
If I could, it's still the hot spot, and I got to meet the
Hookers?
General.
No,
the general manager VP Anna Marie.
Oh, lucky!
Ding,
you.
Wait, ding, ding.
All right.
Who, man?
Awkward moments.
That's incredible. And how? What did you guys talk about? How long did you sit with him?
I. It was a her.
All right.
Anna Marie.
All right.
Who may pay attention?
You got to pay attention
the
on this show.
The general manager must be a man.
For those of you who tuned in.
Don't send this tape
I wanted
to Anna
you to
Marie.
Know it was a woman. That's why I
For
said,
a minute,
what was his
the
name?
Plug was going to be excellent, and then it just
right,
went
take,
away.
Take, take,
never mind.
Go ahead. Come on, the intern, start there. Check from.
So how long did you talk to him?
Yeah. Anna Marie was very nice, and I actually talked to her for probably 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I learned a lot about her. She's,
awesome.
She's, what? She's from Missouri.
I said, oh, well.
She went to Mizzou College, which I follow college football. So, and then she's a huge football fan. Mm-hmm. So she's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. She was a chiefette.
Like a cheerleader?
Yes,
oh,
for the
oh,
Kansas
geez.
City Chiefs.
Oh, you could have got a former cheerleader, huh? Oh, no,
one.
You wouldn't have gotten her.
Was that
gurgling?
That wasn't me.
That
was
Sarah.
It wasn't me. I didn't feel it wasn't me.
It was you.
It was.
Oh, that was fast.
I was like,
that
was me.
That was loud.
It was loud.
I don't think it was me. I think I would have felt
I was talking. I heard it, but I was talking.
All right. Well, anyway.
I think it was Brent.
I hope you listeners heard the gurgles, because otherwise you're like, what are they fighting about? Why can't they stay on point?
Hello, it's us.
Anyway, she was really nice, and the hotel experience was awesome, and it's always cool to be in a room in the city. It was raining, but I like fling the windows open and look out over the skyline or
what floor
part
are you
of it
on?
I could 24.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's a really nice place. Like, I dug it.
And so I'm sorry, did you say it was down toward Market?
Yeah, it's
Vinny got lost getting here, by the way, from Market driving here.
Oh man! Oh.
Well, it's like it's
sorry
that,
to hear that.
No, it's that like Mason, Eddie, right off of Market. That I just found myself
so got
going.
That's
the
loin, right?
He goes.
He keeps taking the wrong journey. He's like, I'm just going to turn my GPS on and get myself to.
I was running
blocks.
Out of time. Sarah's like, I'm already here. Oh crap!
Well, we met here to have grilled cheese sandwiches before.
Oh,
we
did.
Yeah, there's a grilled cheese. There's weirdly a grilled cheese place right up the street from us. So
yeah.
So we had grilled cheese while the rest of the staff, Michael Martin and Jane, were all here waiting to go over to the party.
Right.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
We kept saying, you guys should go over. You guys should go over.
Go over first.
Go over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a nice work event.
Fun.
And frankly, it felt, after I left, I was like, we work at a pretty damn cool place.
Yeah.
With a pretty darn cool company.
Yeah.
And as far as like wanting to do that again, I don't, but I loved it.
Yeah. No, it was a good time, and it is actually really cool to catch up with colleagues who, you know, like,
and meet colleagues or people we've known of for all those years.
Right.
Someone said here, 408 says, Chewy, Victor, Billy are the OGs. I remember them from the 80s, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, even I think that's forever. Even what Q102 is called, right? Like the flashback station?
The throwback station.
The flash dance station.
Turnback station.
Flashback. Flashback
Super.
Friday.
Memory station.
Go team.
Yeah, go team. It did. It felt good. I was like, we're in a pretty good team.
Yeah, good for you.
You throw a good party, Greg Nemitz.
Yeah, it was cool.
Good job. All right. Anybody else have anything happen to them yesterday? They want to get it.
I saw The Favorite yesterday.
Oh my God. How was it? Oh, don't tell me because we're reviewing it this week.
The Favorite.
What is
that? The one with the girl, Emma Stone's breasts.
Oh, the queen,
she's
right?
She's in bed with the queen, yeah.
How about that scene, though? Was there a significant amount of time with
her breasts?
How'd they look?
This is all I'm going to say before we peek for the week.
All right.
I felt you got a significant moment with those tees.
Oh.
Gross. You know what I'm talking about when I
saw
that?
KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this. Thank you, Hooman.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.